Well, I had the antenna disconnected, so I had a lightning arrester, and I think it took out that arrester. It kind of blew one of the ends off, but I think the coax is still good, but I wanted to replace it. It's been years since I've had it, so I had 9913 up there, and I said, if I'm going to take everything down, which I did, I'm going to put everything new. In fact, I rebuilt some of the hardware on the tripod that was up there, replaced it, and put a new ground clamp up there on the tripod and ran it to earth ground and a few other things. But none of the equipment's affected here. We lost an older flat screen. The modem was taken out. A Blu-ray player was taken out. A wired smoke detector. Let's see, a garage door opener. And it interrupted one of my circuits in the house, but there was no damage to the panel. And I got an electrician. I got it straightened out. It actually is in better shape the way it's set up now than it was before. The way it was set before was when this house was built in 84, and it was not set up very good. I have some of these like older Malibu lights out there, which I have LEDs on now. I had a couple of these little spotlights out there, and every one of the spotlights were taken out, but the LEDs that were in the older lights, the Malibu lights, were still lit. Go figure.
Yeah, that's strange. Well, the most important thing is that you have everything single point grounded. You know, that will prevent a lot of that.
Yeah, these radios and stuff are exactly that. I don't think I took the direct strike. I think the main bolt went somewhere else over to the, maybe possibly to the street to one of the poles, but I think I want to call them, I guess they're called fingers. I call them fingers that come off the main bolt, and they're looking for other discharge points, and I think my antenna was one of them. And when it hit, it sounded like a firecracker going off in the house. So I don't know if it was the television that made the noise or it was something here. I've got the antennas. I got the ends of the antenna stuffed in one of them in an old Arizona iced tea bottle, and the other ones are stuffed in another for kind of like insulation. I don't know how well that would work, but it's better just having them hang here. But that's what I have it set up, and I have never been hit by lightning. This is the first time since I've ever been in the hobby or.
Yeah, you're lucky. I had a friend whose job it was protecting Ameritech's equipment from lightning, and he wrote a whole white paper on it, and then I followed it exactly. Everything, all the grounds for everything, they are all connected to the same point. I have a ground window in the basement. All the antenna, lightning, you know, the polyphaser arresters are all mounted on that. All the cables that go up and down the tower are tapped into that. And then the base of the tower itself and the base of the tower is all connected to that. They're all connected to the same ground source. And then that's connected. I connected my house ground to that too, so they're all at the same level. Because that's what happens when you have a nearby strike. The ground potential can increase, and if all your grounds don't rise and fall at the exact same rate, that's where you get the damage.